Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I think this is totally relatable. So sound off. So Lori writes in, something happened in the school carpool this week that's been bothering me. So my daughter rides in a small carpool with another family a couple days a week. When I picked my daughter up at the end of school the other day, she seemed quiet. After a little prodding, she told me that while they were sitting in the carpool that morning, the mom turned around and said something along the lines of, I don't want you sitting next to my daughter anymore. I think you're a bad influence.
Boom.
What?
Wow.
My daughter said it wasn't yelled or anything, but it was very direct. She told my daughter to move over and sit on the other side of the back seat, switching with another kid in the car. So my kid was pretty embarrassed, didn't really know what to say, so she just scooted over. But now she's upset and keeps asking me why that mom thinks that she's a bad influence. Honestly, I don't even know where that's coming from. She's a pretty typical kid. Part of me's really mad that another parent would say something like that directly to my child instead of talking to me first. If you have a problem with my kid, shouldn't that conversation happen parent to parent? I think so. The other part of me is wondering if confronting her will just create awkward drama in the carpool and at school. So my dilemma is, do I approach this mom and ask what that comment was about? Maybe my kid misconstrued it. Or do I just tell my daughter to brush it off, see if it happens again? So I really need this mom helping my daughter take my daughter to school because of my work schedule. So I'd hate to blow things up. What should I do? Let me know if you want to use this on your show. And again, that is from Lori. So,
yeah, Lori, we do want to use this on
your show. Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, there's the gist of it. Lori's kid is in a carpool. The mom in the carpool told her to switch spots because she's a bad influence.
Maybe
that mom was just having a bad day.
Maybe she was, yeah.
She's getting feisty,
Hadn't had her coffee yet. Like, there's a lot of things that could have happened, so.
And I like Lori's reaction. I mean, I feel like that's an instant mom or parent reaction. Well, my daughter's not getting in trouble at school. She's a typical kid. She's a good kid.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
She could be a little monster in this poor mom's carpool. But anyway, is that mom in the position to snap at Lori's daughter? And what was the line?
The line the mom said to Lori's kid? She said that she didn't want her sitting next to her daughter anymore because she thinks she's a bad influence.
Jeez. Now move over, you little jerk.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So what should Lori do? Should she confront this mom about it, let it go, see if it happens again? I don't know what the right answer is. I like at the end of the letter when she's like, I still really need this mom for carpool. I need her help.
And that's it. Like, especially, you know, when it comes to getting your kids to and from school, sometimes you have to do something like this. So what's the proper way to go about it?
Well, what should sweet Lori and her monster child do about this situation? I don't know. Are you guys involved in carpools? Have you been there, done that? Hey, Nate.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Morning.
What's up, Nate? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think I go back and forth. Like, I have a daughter and... a boy the other day said that she is like, I don't know, whiny or whatever at school. And so I'm like, yeah, just kick them in the downstairs and move on.
That's a dad line right there. Kick them in the downstairs. But, well, you can't do that to this mom in the carpool.
I know. So, but I think she does. She sounds a little like she's got, you know, stuff going on. So I think it's a cool opportunity. I think it's important to teach our kids how to be, you know, when to discern how to be like a peacemaker and when to kind of pursue conflict. And so I think it could be like, hey, let's just like, you can kind of love them with kindness and kind of, you know, our kids need to be able to handle hard things and handle hard people as they grow up in this world. And sometimes you work with hard, go to school with hard people that they got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and you can just kind of just, you know, be patient and chill. And I don't think it's at the point where you got to go in there and say something. I think you can just be like, oh, well, let me know if she says more, but just love her daughter well and be kind to her daughter. And then, you know, you can kind of stick it to her that way.
Yeah.
Kind of love her with
kill
kindness.
Her with kindness type thing.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
give
yeah.
the kiddo the responsibility and see if she can't hash it out in a peaceful manner and get to the other side of things. It's a good way to teach them that.
Then
I like
again,
that, Nate.
Nate, you're a parent. Like, if another parent snapped at your kid, You know, in kind of a vulnerable situation where the kid can't escape, wouldn't you be fired up a little bit? Like, why are you talking to my kid like that in the carpool?
For sure.
That you're supposed, she's supposed to trust you.
Yeah, and that's like, I know my wife, my Latina wife, she's got that spice in her, so I know she'd be like, I'm getting my chancla, I'm stepping in there and getting after it. But, and I think I would too. Kids are awesome though, and they're also like brutally honest. So sometimes you tell a kid, you're like, oh, just tell them to say that, like, just say this, and then they won't like hold back. You'd be like, oh, just be like, well, you know, sorry that I have a good time in life and you're just a boring mom. I don't know. That's
you're just a boring mom and I hate your minivan. Hey, switch seats. You're a bad influence. So I think what I'm getting from you, Nate, is just at this moment, let it go to see if it happens again. Teach the kid maybe to just chalk it up to, you know, being tough in that moment, but let me know if it happens again type thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and you can always, it's always good to teach our kids to ask why too. Like, hey, I don't want you sitting next to my kid because you're a bad influence. Yeah. And you just be like, ask her why. Why?
Yeah.
See what she says. And then she says something, then we can get after if we need to.
Because I was picking my nose and rubbing it all over the seat. That's why.
Yeah, and you're like, chill. your kid's fine. Yeah. Okay, they're not smoking drugs in the back.
Yeah, they're not smoking the drugs. Nate, thank you for calling and tell your wife we all said hello so she's never mad at us.
I know.
Okay? All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Tara.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. So you heard about Lori's situation where her daughter was snapped at in the carpool and told to move. What do you think about that?
Well, considering I'm driving carpool right now, I can understand. So I can relate. But here's the thing. I started with saying I don't love the word confrontation because we always think that difficult conversations have, like, even starting by saying it's a difficult conversation or it's got to be a confrontation already starts you on the wrong foot. But what if you were just like curious why she said that? Mm-hmm. Curious, maybe it's a red flag that your daughter is misbehaving and you don't know about it. And look, I'd be frustrated at too because half of me is Irish and half is Swedish. So the Irish side is like the tigress mom who wants to protect my children. But the Swedish side is more patient. And I try to understand, like, what brought her to that point that she said that. You know, I don't think it's appropriate for her to say it to a child. But at the same time, did she not have her coffee? Or was she at her wit's end with my child and I'm unaware? Because I have to say, there's a lot of parents that protect their children too much and they're so unaware of their behavior they can't even fathom their child could do something wrong.
I'm with you. I've seen it. I have seen it firsthand.
And Terry, you
make a curious and get curious because maybe this could actually bring you guys closer and maybe this is a good lesson for your daughter. Maybe she's doing something that she doesn't even know is inappropriate and she can learn from it.
Yeah. Well, and you make a good point because you're driving carpool right now. What if the kids were in the back seat causing a ruckus and mom had it and she's like, okay, scoot over. You can't be next to my daughter. You're a bad influence. Move with the other kid. What if it happened like that? We don't know.
Right. It didn't sound harsh.
It's not appropriate and it wasn't well handled. But here, we're all human. We make mistakes. But let's get better at showing our kids that we can communicate and work through problems in a healthy way versus, like, confrontation, difficult conversations. That already sets us up for, like, nervousness and, like, discomfort.
Yeah.
Why don't we just get curious that maybe our child did something wrong and we want to fix it?
And we've all been there, Tara. We were all kids, and we were all a-holes at some point,
right?
You know? And you know this kid isn't a saint, you know, all the time, and they're not cussing, and they're not farting. We all did it.
Yeah.
We were all punks, you know? You should have.
Exactly. So this needs to be a lesson, and this poor mom might be going crazy for no reason, and she might just drop you. If you don't fix the problem, and then you're really going to have a carpool problem.
You should have a rule with this mom in the carpool like we have with our friends, that it's just kind of understood that if something's going on, you can discipline our kids. Not in the way of, like, hitting them or smacking them or whatever, but just, like, you can discipline and speak up.
Yeah.
Tell them to quit being jerks. Like, we've got that, what do you call it, attitude or whatever with our friends that you can discipline, you know, it goes back and forth both ways.
Yeah.
And it's no problem, no harm, no foul. So, all right, Tara, I think
I get it. It's hard to tell someone when the child is misbehaving, but if you go and ask what's going on,
Oh, your phone's cutting out really bad. I'm going to put her on hold. But I was essentially, she's like, let it go, right? Is that what I was gathering from her?
Yeah, or yeah. Just be curious. Like, ask about it in a way that's like, hey, what happened? Not, like, accusatory. Like, what did you say to my child, you know? It's like, here's a way to go about it.
This is, like, what we hear a lot from, where I do, at least, from teachers who, like, have parents that are hard to work with. Like, it's the teacher's fault if the teacher has to discipline the kid or the kid's doing, you know, bad in class, it's all immediately the teacher's fault.
Oh, I know.
You know,
you can't do that.
No.
Yeah, you have to be curious.
Turns out that the kids are the monsters in class. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hey.
Buddy, you're going to get the final word on this. What do you think Lori should do?
You definitely have the conversation, either way, because if it's the kid's problem, trust me, no one will discipline my kids worse than I will. I will handle this. But if it's not an issue, then we need to reel back some comments. Either way, the mom in the car handled it pretty poorly. That's not something you talk about directly with a kid. If we want to separate them, then you separate them, and then you have that conversation with the other parent. But you have the conversation. You tell, hey, what was going on? What were your thoughts behind this? This is what I heard. Is there an issue that I need to sort out with my kid? Or either way, what was your thinking process behind saying that?
What was going on?
We got to have positive experiences right before we go to school. If the kid didn't do anything wrong, then we got an issue, and now we're uncomfortable before school. So that just sets a weird tone every time that parent drives.
It does.
If the kid does do something wrong, then I'll handle it. I got you. Well, this won't be an issue again, and I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
It is kind of a weird thing for a parent to look at a kid in the eye and say, you're a bad influence.
I know.
Yeah.
Move over.
You are a problem. You're a real problem.
Right.
No, you don't handle that to a kid at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
No.
That's not okay.
You just say, little Timmy, can you move over?
Yeah,
we're going to talk to your mom later.
You two need to be separated.
100%.
Yeah. Patrick, you're very wise. You're very wise, sir. Appreciate the phone call. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Later.
Bye, Patrick.
I think the consensus is to essentially let it go or have the conversation with the mom first.
Yeah.
Versus relying on your butthurt kiddo.
Well, and I really like the way Tara put it about being curious about the situation, because the tone in which you approach that other mom is going to set the tone for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really like what Tara said about that.
Love it, you guys. Thank you so much for your calls and comments.